That's a good way to lay the money away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My wife worked when I was in school.
Yeah.
She worked and I didn't. I went to school, of course. This took care of all of our money.
Yeah.
But if a young man and his wife can go out and do that, in 5 years they can really stick it away.
That's right.
If they're willing to do it.
Well, they got a pretty nice home and they like a little habit paid for, not too much. They're people, it's kind of, that's the way we know them. What they want, they go get it. If they haven't got the money for it, to pay for it, they'd buy it in. And we don't do that, me and my wife don't. Of course, we're a lot older than them.
Of course, they don't have any children, do you?
No responsibility at all. He gets a new car every year.
I don't think I care for that.
Well,
I don't believe in spending that much money for the smell.
He don't expect to get one paper, he said, before it's ready to trade off. He just changes with them, goes right on.
Huh. Does
they live pretty high.
Does he drive a lot?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, well, that makes good sense. You can't afford to have your car later.
He gets some mileage. I don't know how much.
My car is 4 years old. I found out I had a little old radiator.
Yeah?
When I was over in Warwick, I stopped at a radiator shop. The man said he'd have to take it off and take 4 or 5 hours if he wanted to do the job right. So.
I used to have one like that, and it bothered me 2 different times. And my oldest boy said, "Daddy, why don't you give Tom wrenches? Take that radiator off yourself, save that labor bill." And they said, "You can make him run it down to the radiator shop." And that's where I did the second time. They charged me like a dick to take it off the first time. But just take it down there and let them solder it, and I brought it back. I went and got it and said, no, Tom went and got it for him and brought it back. Well, he was working. Of course, he had time to do that. They called me when they got it ready for him. And by the way, I just take my own little time and put it back on there. Last time didn't hurt me so bad, but I didn't wait for it to leak anymore. I swapped it up. I did have one at my heater. Kept spraying leaks. And I kept taking it to them, let them take it off. And I found out about the straight. I could take it off and say, take a little while. Mm-hmm. And I had it fixed twice and I traded that car.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep mine. The man said it would be $12 and a half. He'd take it off, he'd boil it out. Well, he'd take it off, he'd take it apart, he'd boil it out, he'd solder it, he'd paint it, and he'd put it back on.
$12 and a half. That's cheap enough.
You bet your life it is. And then if something's wrong, it's his.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to break a $70 radiator.
Mm-mm.
You mentioned light bread. Did your wife make this out on the farm?
She did back in the 20s. She hadn't since then.
This was made out of wheat flour?
Yeah.
What'd she put in it to make it rise?
Some kind of yeast, but I can't think of the name of it.
Did she make it herself? Or
Fleshman's yeast is what she started with. She first put her up some yeast, my recollection.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, she could bake it. And them old kids just go after it for a while and then they won't go back to their biscuit.
Did she make any other bread out of flour?
Don't think so. A lot of bread and biscuit.
When she made cornbread, did she bake that in a round pan or a square pan?
She does now. She generally puts just, now I had cornbread for dinner. And it's just a round frying skillet.